Let's talk now to Anthony Sim, chairman of the Redhill and Reigate District Rail Users Association. Good morning to you, Anthony. Now, you normally commute by train up to London from Redhill. When was the last time you actually used the train for work?
That would have been back in the middle of March, just sort of before the official pandemic kicked in. As you say, I used to commute into London Bridge and then across to where the office was every day.
And what's the experience been like for you working from home?
Well, I work for a fintech that lives in technology. So working from home has been very seamless. We're used to having video calls with each other all the time anyway. So whilst that's become the new normal for many people not used to it, it's what we were doing anyway. So it was a seamless step.
Yeah. And have you talked to your employers about what's going to happen in the future in terms of how many days you're meant to be in the office?
Yeah, I mean, we've been regularly talking about it and what will happen. My firm actually was using leased office space in a serviced office in London, and that was due for renewal during the pandemic, and the firm simply hasn't renewed it. So we don't have a London office to go back to at the moment because everyone is working from home. So for the foreseeable future, we'll be permanently at our home offices as such.
And how do you feel about that?
It's a positive step. It gives me a little bit more flexibility during the day. We've got children, so I get to spend a little bit of time with them during the day, and I'm not getting a train at sort of 6 o'clock in the morning and coming back late at night during the week. So it kind of changes my work-life balance in a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's bring in Stephen Rolfe, who's Surrey organiser for the national campaign group Rail Future. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hello, now, Leslie, and hello, Anthony. Anthony and I are involved, as you said, with the Reigate Rail Users. So he and I actually know each other.
Oh, very good. Oh, I like this. This is a bit of Friends Reunited here on the radio.
Indeed,
this morning.
You might say that.
Very good. So for you, Stephen, why do you think people are put off using the train, as most of them, we hear, are only part full?
Because the government's message, which the rail companies have dutifully followed, is that public transport is not safe. And therefore, don't do it. Some of the public address announcements at East Croydon Station until recently have been very, very aggressive. And if I was a leisure traveller, I think, oh, trains aren't for me. I'll stick to the car and I'll jam up the roads. However, GTR have softened those to say, please come back, but wear your face coverings.
And do you think, we heard there in Paul Clifton's report, he was talking about flexible ticketing. Do you think that's
yes.
the way forward?
It's got to be the way forward. The railway companies have got to agree on a national smart card touch-in, touch-out system. So regardless of where you live, you can get discounts for travelling. For example, if I live in Dorking and I want to get to London Bridge, I can either go to Dorking Deepdene Station, which is Great Western trains, which run into Redhill. I can then change there for Thames Link train up to London Bridge. But will a Great Western smart card be readable on GTR's IT systems?
Oh, I see. So it's a case of how the infrastructure will work.
Well, that's right, because we're told that individual companies are more efficient and better, but one of the benefits of the present paper ticket is I could buy it at Falmouth Dock in Great Western Land, and I could use it all the way up to Aberdeen because the paper tickets are universally accepted. I have seen no evidence that smart cards, touch-in, touch-out plastic, will work in the same way.
Right,
but,
I see.
But the touch-in, touch-out are a better way of giving discounts to those travelling into London three or four times a week.
Yeah. Do you think this is a positive move, though?
What, going to smart ticketing?
Yeah.
Yes, it's got to be. Because one thought that Rail Future have had is that if you can go to a smart card carnet system, it could be that your first two return journeys of the week are at normal price. Your third day or your third journey, you get a 5% discount. On day 4 and 5, you move to 50%. And on 6 and further days, you get even bigger discounts over a 16-week period.
Right. Let's hang on in there, Stephen. Let me bring back in Anthony. How would you feel about that, moving on to a card system? And in terms of how much money you've saved during the lockdown on commuting as well?
The saving is huge. I mean, I was using Southern's smart ticket for my annual season ticket anyway, which meant when lockdown started, I was able to get an almost instant refund on what was left, which I did straight away, thinking, you know, I'm not going to be back for a while. I think the added flexibility of, you know, I won't be returning to the London office 5 days a week. So, you know, the added flexibility of being able to travel a number of days in the week, but have that, you know, fixed cost that you know it's going to be is going to be a huge benefit and gives much more flexibility.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you both for your time this morning. Anthony Sim, chairman of the Redhill and Reigate District Rail Users Association, and Stephen Rolfe, Surrey organiser for Rail Future. It's 16 minutes past seven.